Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin in our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning, Roland from Birmingham.
Good morning, good morning. Glad you guys are having a great time down there. It is going to be a great Sunday with Washington Watch. Of course, we'll be talking about the campaign and breaking down Mitt Romney's continuous lies. And also, can you endorse a black president all because he a brother? So what do white folks do? They endorse because of Mitt Romney is really, really white? So we'll talk about that as well. So we'll discuss that as well. So looking forward to Washington Watch, 11 a.m. on Sunday on TV One. Folks, in Nevada, that is a critical state for President Obama. But also, there's a congressional race, Tom, that's going on there that could very well send the first African-American to United States Congress. Stephen Horsford, he is the state majority leader, and he is running there. He joins us this morning. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you know, we think about Nevada. We don't think about brothers going to Congress from Nevada.
Well, this truly is a historic race here in Nevada. I'm currently in the state Senate. I serve as the Senate Majority Leader in the state. I'm the first African-American to hold that position. And we do have an opportunity to be the first African-American to be elected to the House of Representatives from the great state of Nevada.
Now, of course, you are running a tough race there, what's going on? I mean, I saw this story about the brother running the NAACP is challenging your blackness. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that?
Well, unfortunately, you know, this race has gotten quite ugly because of all of the outside influence from national super PACs who are trying to basically buy influence in Washington. But we have a broad base of support from leaders in the community. This is the district that I grew up in. It's very diverse. It covers over 7 counties throughout the state, from central Las Vegas to the lands of Paiute and Shoshone tribes to Nellis Air Force Base. For your listening audience who wants to go to our website at stephenhorsford.com, they can see my record and what I stand for and the broad base of support that we have from labor, to community leaders that support our campaign.
Latest poll shows President Obama's up 3 points in Nevada. So give our listeners a sense of how is it looking for the president. This is a battleground state. It is a critical state, a part of the president's strategy. So what's happening there?
The president is working very hard to win Nevada. This is a battleground state, and every single vote matters. This is going to be a very close election here in the state for the president. The campaign launched the We Decide campaign, which empowers every Nevadan with information to cast their vote. We started early voting 5 days ago, and we have historic numbers that are turning out. In fact, our numbers so far exceed those numbers from 2008. So voters recognize just how important and history-making this election is once again, and Nevada's going to be in the win column for our president.
And I've heard that. Go ahead, Tom.
How old are you?
I am 39.
Now, your campaign is really one in the hood. Your offices are on Martin Luther King Boulevard, right?
Oh, yeah. We represent the urban part of Las Vegas. It is the historic part of West Las Vegas, which is predominantly African-American community.
And there's a church on every corner.
Exactly. In fact, President Obama was in Nevada, in my district, just on Wednesday, spoke to a record-breaking audience of 15,000 people in historic West Las Vegas. So we're going to bring it home for our president, and we're going to send him some help to Congress by electing Stephen Horsford to Congress.
Well, Stephen, certainly good luck with that, man. It is going to be because you're running against Jerry Tarkanian's son. So you got folks who say,
"Oh
they
no,
play
not a Tarkanian."
Yeah, not a Turk. Yeah, well, you got folks saying they play basketball for his daddy, so that's why he should go to Congress. So, well, Stephen, good luck with that. Also, great meeting your wife as well. It's going to be a tough race, and election night, we'll see if Nevada certainly goes to the president. Thanks a lot, Stephen.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Sybil, you ever been to Las Vegas and you've been to the black
part of town? Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
You're absolutely right.
A church on every corner. Some corners have two.
Yep.
Every corner.
Definitely right.